And what role do you think that the local candidates play within the provincial system?
Well, I think they provide an opportunity for people in small areas and stuff who might not be following so much, you know, to have their opinion heard at a lower level, and then they can propel it forwards.
Well, I mean, you know, if they have plans for future federal appointments in higher, you know, courts or higher arenas, then, you know, they're going to start tackling the major issues at a local level, like, you know, healthcare and education. I know healthcare is a much more broad sort of thing, but Ontario having a very special sort of health plan, you know, they'd want to address that issue, as well as education, I think. You know, they're talking about year-round schooling and that sort of thing, so I think that these are all issues that, you know, the people want to hear because it affects them directly.
I think, in general, I mean, there's a stepping stone between the municipality and the rest of the... And they're just our spokesperson, so I think they're quite important, if that was the question.
I agree.
I think that local candidates certainly have an influence over their leaders of the political parties, and that they certainly allow an alternative view, if they're in the minority, to be expressed.
I think they play a significant role because they present the perspective of smaller communities and maybe voices that aren't heard as much and are overshadowed by larger regions such as Toronto. So certainly we do require representatives to adequately represent us in that facet.
I think local candidates have usually not a lot of influence in the grand scheme of provincial politics. I think they're mostly just forced to vote the way their party votes. So.
I'm thinking a small one since it's Guelph.